Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
It's not really that big. I mean, it's a news conference. It's not really that much news.
If you're the camera guy or the reporter at that news conference when the opening line is that,
That'd be great.
Wrap up all your stuff. Just shut down.
Walk up during while the guy's up there and grab your microphone. Just, all right, excuse me. No, that's good. Right. I'm sorry, we're not done. Well, you just said no news here.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
And streaming live on the YouTubes anytime. You can access that on the YouTube page, on our WTMJ website, or our mobile app. Just click the Watch Now button. A lot going on today. We got the Vice President not only in town, spent the night, but then is on her way to two other stops after she finishes up here in Milwaukee this
Big
morning.
Big day in Wisconsin.
So basically the state belongs, Wisconsin belongs to the Democratic campaign today.
Right, yep. Working it hard today. Stopping in La Crosse and in Green Bay, waking up in Milwaukee this morning.
Talk a little bit more about her movements ahead, but want to get to this first. I asked my son the other day, are you sick again or are you still sick?
Dude, like, it's got to be one or the other.
Right? I don't know. He's like, I don't know. He's frustrated. Yep. Like, everybody you know is sick. We're all going to the doctor this morning. The doctor is in. I want to talk about what's going around right now. Vaccines available. Should you get the COVID? Should you get the kids with the COVID shot? My fellow Wauwatosa East High School alum and friend of the program, Dr. Tim Richard, in
morning.
The house this morning. Hey, Doc. Do you want to start with Tosi East football being 7-1?
Somebody asked me yesterday, when's the last, like, how many times has that happened? I'm like, I can think of twice since, like, 88.
Yeah, right. And one of them was right? My junior year. I think we finished. That
well,
was
thanks
year.
To you.
Port was 9-0. Germantown finished 8-1. And we finished 7-2.
You had a hell of a block.
Of let me tell you.
Yeah, right.
Remember that.
Yeah, I know. Really. And I was an integral part in that team. All right. Nobody cares. So I bet you're not at all surprised to hear my story about young Max. You've probably seen kids who, since the start of the school year, have had more sick days than healthy ones, right?
Yeah. Previously, I think I used the term, you know, the buffet of illnesses. And this is like John's crew is just back to the buffet, right? I mean, back to the buffet. Here we are. And a lot of different viruses floating around. And Max is exactly right. You have people coming in who have been sick for 4 or 5 weeks. And you have to figure out, is this just an ongoing complication of what you had or just multiple things piling on one another? And yeah, so.
And that can happen, right? So you have something here, you got over that, now you're sick again with something that feels like that, but maybe it's a different virus?
Sure, yeah. Ugh. One of the things I learned and I really didn't appreciate during COVID when we could test for a million things all at once was how often kids would have like more than one virus at the same time, you know, in them. So, and they all have different, you know, durations of symptoms. And so, yeah, they can definitely, you know, overlap and, you know, that's just life.
Is there anything more unique to the situation this year, or is this just every fall we're reminded of?
No, I kind of feel like we're back to how things used to be. Okay. You know, COVID disrupted everything and created weird patterns with viruses showing up at odd times of year. I kind of feel like we're kind of back. You know, you never really know when flu is going to pop up or when RSV is going to be bad, but it kind of feels like there haven't been surprises, you know, this year, you know, thankfully. So,
talking with Dr. Tim Richer from Tosa Pediatrics. What about whooping cough or pertussis? I know that had a little blip early in the school year.
Yeah. So in addition to the usual stuff that we're seeing, which are like your run-of-the-mill colds, rhinovirus and enterovirus, which can cause, you know, sores in the little kids' mouths and hands. And then number two is, COVID's, you know, of course, you know, up there. And so in addition to those, we have a couple unique things kind of happening. And every so often, pertussis, whooping cough, does make a little comeback. And it's just, I've been doing this long enough now where I've seen that several times. And it's also one of those things where when you see it, you start testing more and more people for it. And then you actually start finding it more. So there's a little bit of that. Yeah. There's a little bit of that. Because like I said, Max is probably coughing for 5 weeks because he's had multiple things and it's probably not whooping cough. But there's always a little bit around, and it's a reminder that vaccines are important And, you know, his age and grade school kids are going to be fine with whooping cough, but infants will not be sometimes. Sadly, I've seen that happen. So, you know, getting your DTaP when you're younger and then boosting it with that Tdap vaccine around age 11, the immunity wanes pretty quickly. So it's important to stay on top of those. And then I would say the other weird thing that we're seeing is just a lot more just walking pneumonias and pneumonias that don't respond to what we typically use with regard to antibiotics. And so a little bit more of that than I typically see in September. But September is a goofy month because you have new allergens with molds and ragweed out there. Then you have all the viruses and especially people with asthma who went all summer feeling pretty good. You know, those are the ones that you roll into late August and early September when it's still nice out thinking I'm going to be fine. And then all of this stuff hits at once. And those are the ones that are most at risk, you know, which, yeah.
I'm taking my 13 and my 14-year-old in for flu shots today. And my 13-year-old was asked whether or not she wanted the inhaler or the actual shot. And she jumped at it. She's like, I'm absolutely getting the inhaling one.
Oh, the mist, like in the nose?
Nasal mist,
The nasal mist.
The squirt up there, yeah.
So does one work more than the other? Does it matter, really?
Historically, there have been years where one has a slight advantage over the other, but that kind of waffles back and forth. So I would say I usually tell parents, treat them as, you know, the same.
Can she get them both? Can I have her do the inhaler and the shot?
You probably could.
Super fast.
You know, but you can only sort of like advance your immunity so far, so it's not going to hurt you, but it's certainly not going to help. But
would one work better than the other only because of the strains being different in those two vaccines?
No, they're actually the same.
Okay,
so yeah, it shouldn't really matter. And there are certain restrictions on flu mist, you know, so you have to, you know, make sure you answer all those questions appropriately at your physician. But really, it's personal choice. Some kids are like, I have such negative memories of having you guys stick that swab to the back of my nose over and over again during COVID. They're like, you're not coming close to my nose. I'll take it in the arm any day.
Right?
Yeah, stay away from my nose. And others are like, no, absolutely. I'd rather have that than the needle. So either one, really, either one. And now's a perfect time. Every once in a while, flu pops up around Thanksgiving, you know, and you need about 2 weeks for a good immunity. So October is the ideal time to get it on board.
Tim Richer is with Tosa Pediatrics. He is my kid's doctor and sharing some advice with us as well today. All right, let's get into COVID, the COVID vaccine. Since you're a pediatrician, we'll start with the kids, but I want to ask you about adults as well. So what are you telling families? What kind of questions are families asking about the COVID vaccine now that they're coming to see you these several years removed?
You know, it's they used to have specific questions because of things that, you know, they would hear or read. And now it's more just sort of an uneasy, what do you think? Should I? Shouldn't I? How do you feel about it? And my response to that is simply, if you look statistically at the mortality rate in children, it's about 2 to 3 times with COVID than flu. So if you've value influenza, because a lot of people don't get the influenza shot. You know, probably like half of Americans don't. But if you value flu and what it does for you, which is keep you alive and generally out of the hospital, then you should probably value the COVID vaccine too. And they might follow it up with, well, how do you feel about mRNA and all of that? But generally, the shots, both flu and COVID, are may not be great at preventing you from getting flu and COVID, but they're very good at keeping you alive and keeping you out of the hospital.
You mentioned those two different kinds of shots, the mRNA vaccine, which at least seems to be relatively new, and then the sort of the more traditional vax. For kids and for adults, what's the difference?
Not much in regard to how well they work, but I think you hit it right on the head. I mean, mRNA is not new technology. It's been around for over 40 years. It's just new for us when it comes to vaccines. Mm-hmm. But it works really well. And, you know, we're now coming up on, 4 years out, right, from that. And it continues to work well. But some people are just comfortable with kind of the old way of doing stuff. And, you know, Novavax, there's another vaccine out there for that. We don't use a lot of it in our practice because it's only approved for 12 and up. And, you know, you can only have so many shots at the refrigerator, you know, before you start grabbing the wrong one or whatever. So, but I think it's worth asking. And I do think if there's some hesitation on the mRNA front, that it will be nice to have another one as the age indication comes down. But that, you know, I don't know when that's going to happen, but I think as an adult, you know, you certainly can ask and take your pick. But as far as efficacy, which is really what you want, I don't think it really matters.
What's your go-to when giving a shot? Do you spray the little icy stuff? Do you tickle the arm? Do you tell a joke?
My go-to is to not even come close to giving any shots.
The nurse will be with you in a moment. Well,
I have the most amazing staff. They are so good. And the kids will be like, can you just give it to me? I'm like, I'm the last person you want me to give it to you. And
sure,
I tell my
right
family
back.
That, and they're like, well, you're the one giving it to us when you bring them home. I'm like, yeah, well, you're my kids. But
you're hard on
them,
right?
I could treat you how I want to treat you, but I'm not going to stick poor Johnny when I have like experts down the hall who are great at it. But they're really good, you know, with kids, and it's, you know, you just have to be reassuring. And some like the spray stuff, and there are these new little pokey plastic things you can put on. So anything you can do to make it easier. And of course, a sticker and a sucker always helps at the end. You know,
and quicker the better. Let's get in, let's get out, let's be done.
For sure.
Real quick, do I have to get the shingles vaccine now? I'm 50. I do?
Yeah, you do. You don't want shingles.
I don't.
You had shingles?
I don't think so.
It's rough.
No, no, you would know.
Yeah, you'd probably remember. I mean, it's painful, it's itchy, and you know, you think, oh, it's just that chickenpox virus, right? Well, no. I mean, you get over chickenpox, you know, in a pretty short period of time. Shingles can persist for a long time. So get the shingles shot. 30% of people who don't get the shot are going to get shingles. If you get the shot, it drastically reduces your chances of getting it.
Dude, were you? Yeah, you were in school still. You were, what, 2 years ahead of me, right?
Yep.
At Tos East.
Yeah.
Remember Randall? He was in my grade. He got chickenpox when we were freshmen in high school. He was down for a semester.
Right.
Yeah. Out.
Ooh. Yeah, there are certain things, you know, people always think of kids, and rightfully so, as being, you know, fragile little things. But I will tell you what, they are the toughest human beings. Yep. I mean, they are like, I always joke, like, you know, if you your dog woke up down a leg, it'd be like, oh, well, all right. I guess this is how it's going to be.
Kids
are kind of the same way. You know, they don't really know yet how to appropriately complain. You know, I mean, they whine in their own way, but they are just so resilient. And there are certain things you do not want to get as an adult. Hand foot mouth disease is another one, but chickenpox is definitely one. It will level you. I mean, fortunately, now we have the vaccine, but yeah, you're right. Don't want to get some of these things when you're a grown up.
Dr. Tim Richard, pediatrician at Tosa Pediatrics, and my high school classmate as well. Good to see you, Tim.
Great to see you, too.
Yeah, 8:24 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Decision Wisconsin, of course, we've been reporting, Vince, on the vice president spending the night in Milwaukee and going to tour parts of the state today. So this comes as we now hear more about a bipartisan panel that was put together to investigate the Secret Service following, of course, that missed assassination attempt in July of former President Donald Trump.
Report by a bipartisan panel of former Homeland Security and law enforcement officials finding the Secret Service has become bureaucratic, complacent, and static, even though risks have multiplied. Then perhaps the most damning statement calling for reform, saying that without reform, another Butler can and will happen.
Yeah, you heard that right.
Without reform, another Butler can and will happen.
Yeah,
that's what the report says. That's ABC's Pierre Thomas there. This scathing 35-page report calls for new leadership, says the agency doesn't perform at elite levels needed for the missions that they are asked to task or that they are tasked upon. The panel says there are deeper concerns within the service, which include a lack of critical thinking within the agency and corrosive cultural attitudes. It's almost like it reminds you of like it's almost like a good old boys club. I've been doing it for years this way. Hey, this is what we do, doing it for years. This is without actually thinking about, okay, how are you above the fray, in front of the fray of anything that could potentially be a threat? And this comes at a time when, boy, we need them to be on their game.
The characterization smoke and mirrors comes to mind, right? You hear that all the time for someone who's not really as effective as they might appear, or security theater. I think we've always had this impression that the U.S. Secret Service, boy, this thing is loud. These guys are tight. And you go to some event, if you've ever been to one of these rallies or a candidate visit, it appears that security is very tight. There are tons of officers around, agents. There's, you know, metal detectors and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And so your thought, your experience, boy, security's tight. Things are stepped up. But that they're still just people. And the plan is only as good as the plan is.
I think one of the things that really concerns you when you read the report, though, is that sometimes something will snap you into place, right? Whoa,
Whoa, that was a close one. Okay, hey, tighten up. But listen to this statement. The panel says it found corrosive cultural attitudes regarding resources and a troubling lack of critical thinking before, during, and after the assassination attempt. So even after the fact, we're not being proactively thinking about the process. Just, well, this is what we do. Like,
yeah, a lot more CYA, hey, instead of like, we need to fix this now.
Yeah, lock
there
it
are
in.
Huge holes and gaps. Someone not only got a shot off, multiple shots off, and were it not for just a quick turn of the head, right, we'd be dealing with a very different country right now. And
without reform, another Butler can and will happen.
8:31 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Two minutes before 9 o'clock.
Hey, when you go to McDonald's or Pancake, when you go to Wendy's, wherever you go for your fast food, well, that's Greg.
why is he going to Wendy's and not McDonald's?
Maybe Burger King, Culver's. What's the one side that you look forward to the most?
French fries.
Right?
Do you want fries with that?
Right? Well, new evidence. Not as many fast food customers are going for the sides.
A lot of the French fries McDonald's sends home with people never make it all the way home.
One of the fast food chain's top suppliers, Lamb Weston in Eagle, Idaho, is closing its plant after shuttering another in Washington State earlier this month and cutting about 4% of its global workforce. Gets about 14% of its sales from McDonald's. Lamb Weston blames less restaurant traffic and frozen potato demand. McDonald's $5 meal deal hasn't helped. It comes with a small order of fries. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Who's not eating fries, though? Isn't that usually the one thing, even when you get a healthy meal, you're asking for the fries?
Just a little something. Wait, when you said you were doing this fry store, like, I didn't know we're closing plants.
Yeah.
Like, it's so this is a thing. It's serious. I wonder if it is it. Is it sides or is it just fries? Because like you mentioned Culver's. If I'm going to Culver's, I'll skip the fries and I'm getting the curds.
Okay.
Are there other
Culver's
fries now?
The one exception. Most other places, you're not getting a quality side outside of the fries. Right?
You go to Cousins, they got curds now?
Okay, I'm talking. Okay, fine. Never mind.
Why don't you just tell me all the places
local restaurants that you're proud of. Yes.
Just a Wisconsin thing? I don't know. Does that include Tots?
As
include sweet potato fries. Like, there's another option if you're at a pub, an eatery of sorts.
Well, the idea of eating more,
or is it just like I'll take the side
food.
Salad instead?
Just surprises me. Usually, the one exception to the rule is the French fry. At least I always
a little buckling in the fry dominance.
Yeah.
In the fast food.
Hey, so you said something yesterday that impacted a news conference.
Do you think?
Yes.
Do you think what we talked about on this year program actually altered words that were said at a news event?
I do.
You do?
I do, yes.
That story next. We were right. You actually think we altered the news cycle. That's not our goal here. Our goal here is to present the news as early and as accurately as possible for you all. If we're out ahead of something because we've got sourced information, that's a good thing.
You altered the news. None of this we
stuff.
Don't
want to drag you into this?
This is what you did yesterday.
We hedged our bets a little bit, but Eric and I were both skeptical about the news conference that was scheduled regarding the new entertainment venue that is going up on the old Bradley Center property.
Right.
So this is just south of Fiserv Forum. And I had this thought as we get into it. You're a little bit younger than me, but you remember Great Space Coaster?
Yeah, I remember of the show, yeah.
Kid show, kind of like Muppets were involved, and they always had this little news segment with Gary Ganoo.
No, Ganoo's is good. Ganoo's with Gary Ganoo.
So the whole bit with Gary Ganoo there was no Ganoo's in his show.
Okay.
Absolutely no Ganoo's in the show. This news conference yesterday was hosted by Gary Ganoo, or at least it should have been. So this was on our radar because there were a lot of dignitaries that were involved. And we get a news release. We get a billion news releases about
yes.
Come to our news conference, mm-hmm. come to our event, whatever. But this one had a lot of folks in it. It had Bucks president Peter Fagan, alderman for downtown Bob Bauman, the president and CEO of Visit Milwaukee, Peggy Williams-Smith, president and CEO of Frank Productions, whose FPC Live is going to be booking the venue. So all of these folks, a lot of busy schedules to coordinate.
And that got you thinking. So you made some reaches, right? You reached out to some folks.
So I thought, what is the news?
Yeah.
And I would like to, as we always endeavor, to try to... Somebody will leak something early, let you know, here's what they're going to announce today. That's what we do. So I reached out to multiple people. It was more than two. And said, like, hey, can you give me something? Either, if you don't want to put your name to it, just give me a heads up.
What are we hearing? What's
happening?
It
could even be on background. Maybe I wouldn't share it, but just let me know. And, like, nobody was talking. It was, like, radio silence. Not even the usual, well, it's going to be this, or you can't say this, or whatever. And so that told me one of two things. Either it was going to be such a big deal that people didn't want to step on each other's toes or release something, endanger the deal, or rankle feathers, whatever that would be. Or it was going to be a nothing burger. And nobody said anything because they still wanted us to come and pay attention. Because if they're like, yeah, no big deal, then okay, well, why'd you put the bat signal up and call everybody to this news conference? So before you get on me, oh, by the way, it turned out to be nothing. It was the latter. It was virtually no new there. So we were right on that, and that's which way we were leaning if you were listening to the show. So before you get on me for being a wise guy here about, well, there couldn't have been nothing.
We didn't hear anything, blah, blah, blah.
It couldn't have been nothing, right? Here's the guy, Joel Plant, CEO at Frank Productions, at his news conference.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
Who does a news conference that says that?
That's the opening line.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
And I blame you, because he probably heard you say, well, I'm, you know, it could be a thing. Maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something huge. And
you felt he needed to be on the record with, like,
I don't know what you heard on the radio.
If we've unnecessarily raised expectations here.
I know there's this one radio guy who's calling everyone, working sources.
Right. It's not really that big. I mean, it's a news conference. It's not really that much news.
If you're the camera guy or the reporter at that news conference when the opening line is that,
That'd be great.
Wrap up all your stuff. Just shut down.
Walk up while the guy's up there and grab your microphone. Mic. All right, excuse me. No, that's good. Right. I'm sorry we're not done. Well, you just said no news here. In their defense, there were a few tidbits that were discussed. They announced that they want to start booking acts for late 2025, which I guess we kind of knew. Venue's going to cost up to $70 million. 4,500 will be the capacity. No naming rights sponsor. Some thought maybe, we'll have a naming rights sponsor.
Yeah, that was one of the speculations.
Yeah. That's still out there. And in even still greater deference to these folks, and I'm teasing them here, but they wanted to do a big groundbreaking, right? There was no big formal, you know, where they wear the hard hats and the gold shovels and all that, and they turn the dirt. They didn't do that for this. They wanted to, but they were up against a deadline with the Republican National Convention, remember, which was occupied that whole area. They wanted to get started on the construction sooner rather than later. They thought trying to organize all these folks and all this other stuff and having that ahead of it wasn't going to work out. So they're like, we'll get together at some later date and have a bit of a to-do.
For no reason other than just to have a to-do?
Which is what this would have been if we did it 4 months ago, like ahead of the convention. But they didn't do that, so this was their that.
All right.
At least you could have mixed in some hard hats or shovels.
This is Gary Gnu, and the No Gnus is Good Gnus Show, the only TV Gnus program guaranteed to contain no Gnus whatsoever.
I want to be really clear from the start here. There isn't any big news being announced.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Dre Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. How about this stretch? Not a drop of rain in the next 5 days in your five-day forecast. High of 64 degrees today under sunny skies. Friday, sunny and mild, high 68. Sunshine on Saturday, high 71. Sunday, high 74. And the first time we see clouds back in the forecast would be Monday with a high of 72.
Hey, we need to give a couple of congratulations, some shout-outs to some of our colleagues right here at WTMJ.
Yes, the family is growing.
Yes. So Adam Roberts, our news anchor extraordinaire, who also fills in from time to time, just got married. So congrats to Adam for his nuptials. Came in wearing the band today, which is kind of neat to see.
Can I tell you selfishly, I'm just glad he's back. For the news. I mean, congrats and all, but really glad you're back helping us with the news and everything else here.
And to our guy, Steve Scafidi, congratulations to Steve. He has another grandson born, I believe, yesterday. Yeah. So
And he's right back here on the
fresh
job today.
Fresh bun right out of the oven. Yeah, so. Well done. Congrats to our guys.
The aforementioned Steve Scafidi and the Political Power Hour are up next on WTMJ.